USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The president has decided not to name GOP Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coats as director of national intelligence. Trump tells reporters he wants to spare Ratcliffe a nasty confirmation battle.
I was reading the press, and I could see that the press was treating him, I thought, very unfairly. He's an outstanding man.
Critics of the nomination have pointed to Ratcliffe's lack of experience in national security. China is threatening retaliation if President Trump goes ahead with a planned tariff hike on Chinese goods. Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi says he doesn't see how this will force China to renegotiate on tariffs.
Trade wars do damage. I don't think it's going to end up in a place where China is going to agree to anything that of a substance. Now, you know, they may agree to some kind of face-saving arrangement just to get rid of this thing, and the president may do that because he has an election coming, but I don't think this is going to result in a substantive agreement with China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
President Trump says the U.S. will be sending more beef to Europe thanks to a new trade deal with the European Union. President Trump says he's working hard to make sure U.S. farmers aren't being hurt by the trade war with China.
We're protecting our farmers. We're doing it in many ways, including with China. Agricultural products and exports have increased by more than $10 billion, and beef exports have increased by more than 31%.
The president saying America's farmers have been treated unfairly for far too long. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week in a dramatic fashion. It was the worst of the year for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite after President Trump announced new tariffs on Chinese imports Thursday. The Dow closed nearly 100 points lower. At its worst, it was down more than 300 points on Friday. It was its worst week since May. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite closed down 0.7% and 1.3% respectively. It was the worst week of the year for the two benchmarks. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The New York Police Department has suspended Officer Daniel Pantaleo for using a chokehold in the death of Eric Garner back in 2014. Emerald Garner, Eric Garner's daughter, says she's gratified that an administrative judge recommended he be fired.
I didn't think that she would make that decision. I'm grateful that someone sees what we see, because for a long time they were saying that Eric Garner resisted. Eric Garner fought back, and that's not the case. And it's now proven by a judge that you did something wrong and you should be held accountable. So I really do hope that Commissioner O'Neill makes the right decision, which is to fire Pantaleo.
Singer R. Kelly pleads not guilty to a slew of charges in federal court in Brooklyn, including counts of racketeering, kidnapping, forced labor, and sexual exploitation of a child. Prosecutor Gloria Allred commends the alleged victims for coming forward in the case.
We know that many persons who are victims of child sexual abuse sometimes take years to come forward because they are afraid of being not believed, victim shamed, victim blamed. So I just again commend all of those who want to seek justice in this case.
Allred says she represents three of the Jane Does involved in the New York federal probe. Kelly blasts his alleged victims as disgruntled groupies. According to the latest Fox News tally, a majority of House Democrats now supports launching an impeachment inquiry for President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.